That's their only hope. They thought they had the Mars Metacons. You beat that with your statement.
Still hangs there. It's not very comfortable.
No, but it's
they thought they had the lockbox.
They thought that would be in the lockbox. And that one they're scared to death of. The wiretaps, the whole works, they're afraid of that. They know that we could turn this whole issue on national security and they'd get clobbered. So I think they did try to, that was their ultimate strategy to get the dean pitch out. And that was last weekend's effort.
Throw a dean out, the president was aware of the cover-up.
That's a tougher one to lick than the first one. Mm-hmm. Because it's all innuendo. Ultimately, he has no viability. It's going to be totally destroyed. It just won't survive. But it's damn tough in a public forum.
Sure. It's tough due to the fact that I cannot respond to his individual with regard to the questions, to the conferences that we have privately. He could get out there and lie as he. Nobody could prove he wasn't lying.
It would be bad now in my judgment to take Dean on, because he'd be playing into the hands of people who are trying to
martyr him.
And he'll become a martyr very quickly. And that's what we fell off on. We just don't want to do that.
All right, you watch it then. Watch him. I
do, sir.
I think I think a few of the columnists may start.
Well, Joe did this morning. Joe asked some good questions about him. Here's a lying son of a bitch who has obviously been given great credence.
And what's he raised? He raised a question that we ought to, before condemning the president, we better check the witnesses or something like that.
Well, I mean, that's Ross, plus that kind of character in the television exercise can have a lot more impact than was justifying a writer group.
Well, let me put it this way. Dean in Hughes Rod, we don't know. He claims to have a piece of paper. We'll see what that is. And he'll probably claim things for telephone calls or conversations with me. But Al, he'd be lying.
He'd be lying, and it doesn't hang together. And quite frankly, the sooner that guy gets on the television, I think the better for us. If it's done right, and that's why this little effort that Fritz talked about is so damn important, is to keep a good line with his camera.
Well, whatever he does or says, whatever piece of paper or so-called he has on, we just cannot be knocked out of the box anymore. Actually, that's the whole point about this last weekend, as we have said. This last Sunday would have really jarred us to our foundation 3 weeks ago.
Of course,
really would have put it through. They came a little too late.
Too late. They came late because you preempted them, and they had to revise their strategy. Now, the other thing about Dean is, it's quite important, and I told this to Fred without saying a damn thing other than to make it very clear to Dean that we knew what was happening. And it's not just in a way, because he has got to be very careful. And he can't perjure himself. That he doesn't want to go to jail, so that's above all his concern.
But I can't be a witness against him. He knows
that. No. But he doesn't know. When a man is on the spot, his total preoccupation is with not saying or doing anything that's going to complicate his defense and his problem. And he's not going to win final analysis. He's not going to be in a position of trying to get you or John or Bob.
Try to save himself.
He'll be trying to save himself. And that will be the overriding government.
But the demand of his lawyers will be trying to get him. get me.
That's right. That's right. Be so tough going for a while, but the element of truth is going to come in. The overriding fact is that goddamn it, the monkey business was going on for months. For months. And if you were the best, you could be charged with not moving maybe quickly enough.
That's
right.
That's a legitimate charge.
There's just nothing. That's peanuts. Simple fact is, I think you could weather total culpability, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You could weather.
Probably could.
Definitely.
So yeah, I did it. Sure.
This thing's gone. It's gone. Now it's nothing but pure political bullshit. It's gonna keep coming and keep coming. But it's on a downhill slide. Couldn't be nailed with himself. He was confused and came over here. sharply went through his files again to see if he had anything on the rear of the damn thing there. Where is it? So, we didn't even get any close to finality. Earl was talking about how easy our job would probably end up.
All
made that statement there.
According to the Rogers last night, he said Stan says he won't testify. Because of being indicted, he's right.
Yeah.
I don't think Mitchell will testify. Mm-hmm. He's been indicted of Vesco. Why should he come down here? He's not exposed to this.
And Dean said, if he doesn't get immunity, he's not going to. So we're getting close to the end of the line for that fence stuff.
And they have early been hauling them out.
It won't hurt. It can only help.
Oh, they can help.
So I ended up one strong enough.
Because they're honest men. Explain some difficult things, but they'll say the main thing is they'll say good things about the president. That's what you need.
Yeah,
somebody's got to step up there and say the president, by golly, didn't know about this darn thing. See, our people will do that.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a guy on that hill who doesn't know that a shrewd son of a bitch like no later would never have entered your staff. If he wasn't very convinced that this was a viable option for him.
Well,
you know that.
And also, I was thinking too that they, like Mel said, well, from now on we're going to go up.
And he wouldn't have been.
Well, let's leave the economic thing then, and we'll talk to Simon. We'll talk to Dunlop.
I'm going to meet with John at 2:30 this afternoon, and I've already talked to him on the phone about
good.
What we were doing.
And that I just feel that I've got to take a hard look at the 60-day thing. A hard look. And I've taken a few tables around here to try to get that. And that we're looking at everything that's a result of our conversation. And you can also talk about this.
All right.